Health and Wellness Now, and Rick Mirabella from runners.com joins us on the show as per usual on a Monday. Rick, good morning to you.
Morning, lads. Great day to start the week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Monday generally is.
Yeah.
Good from you. Good, Steve.
Hey, now tell us, strength training. This is not something that I've necessarily done much of or been particularly comfortable with as well, but you want to talk about that this morning?
Yeah, because I think after the age of 30, 1%, well, you lose 1% of skeletal muscle mass per year if we don't use it. So it is really important. And I think people envisage things like bodybuilders and even gyms, for that matter. You got to go to a gym, but you really don't, guys. There's lots of stuff you can purchase, lots of stuff on YouTube. But we always speak about marginal gains, just chipping away 5 minutes per day at a time, and a few exercises that you can do just to really use multi-joint movement, which is all joints or multiple joints at once, and multiple muscles at once. So it is really important. You can do it from the comfort of your garage or home. Not that we want to promote comfort too much, but yeah, it is really bloody important. So stuff like squats, dips, planks, and just general push-ups and stuff. And there's kettlebells you can purchase from the Rebel Sports of the world and this kind of stuff. So it doesn't have to be this massive chore. It just really is starting to introduce it into your lifestyle, and I'm big on just doing it 5-10 minutes per day or a couple of times a week for 15 minutes.
Yeah, if I did a squat though, I'd still be down there now. That's the problem. So that's the problem. How'd you get over that?
Good question. So the progression is really important. So I think people think strength training or any training, but has to really hurt, or if it's not, what's the point? I'm never going to be able to do a full squat or push up on my toes. But the biggest thing is the progression and just really being able to simplify at the start. So even if you can do a quarter squat against a wall, so just you can YouTube this stuff, guys, against a wall, just literally a quarter squat where your knees are barely even flexed, and then just start to 5 or 6 reps of that, 5 push-ups on your couch, on your knees, so on hands on your couch, knees on the floor, stuff like this. It doesn't have to be, you're not going to go from 0 to 100 in the first month. And I think that's the biggest roadblock with many people, is going, well, I can't do a push-up on my toes, so I can't do a full range squat, so what's the point? Well, there's lots of point, and the progression you'll see will be quite clear in 3 to 4 months' time. Sometimes you think you're not progressing, and then you look back and you go, geez, I can do 7, 8, 15 push-ups on my toes, and you've really worked a lot of skeletal muscle mass and for metabolism, bone density, and just anti-aging. It's a brilliant way to get it done.
Certainly. Now, you spoke at the start of the month about the September Challenge. So, of course, that will finish this week, Friday, I think. So, Steve, how have you gone? Steve, hello. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I did a couple of fives. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me have a look at my pedometer. Let's have a look at what this is. Yeah, I don't keep my phone on me.
Yeah, well, that's
somebody buy Steve a Garmin for Christmas or something that you can just keep on your wrist at all times. And yeah, I understand the phone can be annoying, but an easy. I know you might not wear watches, mate, but it's a really good way to just keep a bit of accountability throughout the day as well.
Yeah.
But the Step Chamber Challenge, finish off with a bang, please. You got 4 more days just to absolutely smash it out, and try to break your own records by Thursday.
Yeah. Well, I haven't made the 10. I've done 10, I think, on about 4 or 5 occasions. And I've averaged 6,000 a day, so I'm actually pretty happy with that.
That's a great improvement, Big Fella, and that's awesome. And that's the way we just keep moving. 6,000 steps a day is a lot more moving than what you might have been doing, say, 2 months ago. Sometimes, so
well,
the average is a really good average.
Yeah, well, I was looking. The 2021 average is 5,600. 2020 was 3,400. So I'm happy with that. Yeah.
That is exponential, if we can use that word.
Yes. I still haven't got butts of steel, I used to have good butts. I'm going to have to get into the squats because,
The thing about butts of steel, it's good to keep your rainwater in.
It's very true.
The squats will help with that, Rob Dogs.
Three times ten
today, please.
Okay, 3x10 every day. Is that what it is?
No, 3x10, 3 days a week's fine for you.
3 days a week? Okay, all right. I'm on it, mate. You know, that's the one great thing about vanity. It's a great motivator.
Whatever works.
Hey, listen, have a great week, Rick. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, boys.
Rick Mirabella from runners.com. That's RUNNEZ.com.
Sorry, Rob Dogs.
He's called me Rob Dogs for ages. Yeah.
Go on, Rob Dogs.
Yeah, go on.